This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Big show today.
It is a big one, isn't it? It always is, though, isn't it? I mean, I like that.
Yeah, no. Karen Danger is going to be in a little while.
Yeah, because she's off to the Ballarat Cabaret Festival.
Now, that's all happening this weekend. And she's got a show which she's basically taken all the way around the world called Hot Box.
Yeah, I saw it in Melbourne and it was brilliant.
Yep.
Really, really good. She's got a great voice and she's a spunky little thing.
Yep, she's going to begin to tell us all about that and maybe even do a song.
I hope she will, yes.
Yes, so do I.
Yeah, yeah. And because I'm off to Ballarat tomorrow.
You're performing?
I'm going with Mr. and Mrs. Leonard.
Didn't ask you?
They didn't.
No.
I'm going to just get up.
Good on you.
Yeah, I'm going to gate crush Trevor's.
Yeah.
Trevor Ashley.
I am what I am.
Move it.
Yeah.
I'm on.
Good on you.
Well, because, you know, I'm working. I can work as a man. I'm a versatile actress.
Yes, I know.
And I'm just going to... I'm going to go along and watch. Yeah. You know, sort of look down my nose and see if I'm, you know, if I will do it.
Yeah, good on you.
Until they ask me.
Yeah.
5 years I've been coming here.
There's some good acts that are playing as part of
the... Oh, it's brilliant. We did it last week, didn't we? We did, you know, and... But I'm just looking forward to going away.
Yes.
Because we're travelling up tomorrow.
Often, do you?
I don't get away. And,
no.
You know, I think after this I might book a holiday. We're travelling tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, their hire car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we haven't got a car.
Not even the V-Line.
No.
Wow.
No.
This is great.
And then we're travelling up. Yeah. And we're stopping at Jade Leonard's nan's.
Beautiful.
You know, so
for
we're going to...
a quick performance.
Yeah, I would imagine, travelling around doing music wherever. And then from there...
Should have taken the Joy bus.
I think someone's got it. And then we've got... I'm not coming back until Monday.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh,
but you know what I did?
Time.
Because
what?
We're into our fitness, you know,
yes.
I'm back on the treadmill.
Should have ridden your bike to Ballarat.
Well, I've got a faraway bike in London, but it's too far to ride.
Yeah. To get at, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I looked online for a gym. You know, I thought, well, I'm going to just work a few days because you've got to keep it going, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, a few days of slipping and an abusive of alcohol.
So you looked for a gym in Ballarat?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
And they were giving away a 5-day pass.
Oh, my God.
So, of course, I rang them.
Yes.
And said, I'm going to be in Ballarat and let them know the truth, you know, that I was thinking of moving to Ballarat.
Yes. You know. I was about to say, what story did you tell them?
Well, you know, that I considered moving there.
Yeah.
And that they said, no worries.
That's a brilliant...
When would you be arriving? I said Thursday.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to go through the whole rigmarole where you sit down with them and you have an individual consultation and they talk about all the...
I love that.
Do you?
Yeah, it's half an hour of me. If they don't get that, I want to know why.
Don't
and
you
I sent it. It's kind of backfired on me a little bit, as it always does. Because I sent it to Jade, and she said, "Are you joking? Sending me a thing about going to join a gym? Because it sounded a bit rude."
Yeah, it does.
And I said no because she's skinny mini now.
Yeah, yeah. But she might have liked to have joined you to do a bit of cardiovascular work.
Of course, I forgot the fact that she's working.
Well, you know,
it's only me that's going on the
it's
wine
a bit
holiday.
Of a medley,
you know, no, she's working like 4 nights out of
good
it.
Good on her.
I know. Mm. It's good. It must be good to be employed.
Yeah.
And so she's she's you know,
right.
She's not going to go to the gym with me.
No,
I'm going to go on my own.
Good on you.
Yep.
Yeah. Off to the gym at Ballarat.
Yeah, I'll let you know how I get on.
Oh, can't wait.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Speaking of a madman, I need to tell my weekly story of Bobbitt Rochon.
Oh, yes.
You know, my good friend.
Yeah.
You know.
If you've listened to this program before, then you'll know he's featured on it quite heavily.
Well, he does a lot of silly stuff.
I'd say it's been a little bit dormant recently, though, don't you think?
Would you think so?
Well, when was he on, you know?
I don't know.
I remember the tattoo.
Yes, that's right.
There's not been a lot of activity.
No, not at all. Anyway, we went out last weekend. On Friday night, and we went out, just did a bit of clubbing, had a few drinks, everything like that, and the whole night he was going, oh, I'm so tired, I'm not up for a big one, which I will say I've heard many times before, and it is just never how it ends up most of the time ending up, because he normally has a big one. Right. Anyway, the whole night he was saying he was tired. I left pretty early.
Because you didn't want a big one.
Yeah, exactly. One-ish. And I said to him the next day, I said, what time did you finish up? And he's like, oh, well, I left about 2:30. And I'm like, oh, you were tired. He's like, yeah, well, it was just like, you know, it was getting really quiet at that point then. And he goes, oh, but then I got home and I went out and met a guy.
Him?
Well.
Or arranged a big one.
Well, perhaps. And I was like, oh, right. I said, I thought you were tired. And he goes, well, yeah, I was. And I really couldn't be bothered. But, like, he sent me an SMS. And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, well, it wasn't just, like, on Grindr or something like that. He actually sent me an SMS.
How old-fashioned.
And I said, oh. And he goes, well, it just kind of felt a bit special.
Oh, my God.
Like, I just need to go and just, you know, meet up with him because, you know, it was.
He had his number, obviously, then.
Well, then I said, well, like, how did you know this guy? How did he get your number? He goes, oh, like, we were chatting on Grindr that afternoon, but we traded numbers. And I don't know, I just got home and I got an SMS and it just seemed like it was something special.
And they met?
They met, yeah.
And what happened?
Well, I think it was special.
Blow by blow.
I think it was special for maybe 45 minutes
How
or so.
How lovely.
Yeah.
Will they see each other again?
Probably. I don't know. It depends.
What about if you wrote him a letter?
Imagine that.
He'd move in.
Oh, my God.
How lovely.
Imagine if he showed up with like a little card and a gift.
Just unbelievable.
I mean, the way to his heart is through sending an SMS.
Just some other form of communication other than Grindr.
Apparently so. I mean, that will still work, I'm sure. Most of the time.
And is he all right with the new squares on Grindr? Because if, in case you don't go on Grindr, people,
yeah.
they have these little squares with faces or bodies or things in them.
Like,
not naughty bits, you're not allowed to do that.
No, you try,
and the
didn't
squares,
you?
Yes, but my bum's too big for the square.
not anymore.
they've made the squares bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, it's thrown everybody into disarray, yes.
How are you coping?
Well, because your eyes adjust to the way it was.
Yes.
You know? But now it's all new.
Wow. Bigger
Well, you
squares.
Can get a lot more in that square.
Indeed.
You know, get a lot more in a bigger hole as well, can't you?
Perfect.
Yeah.
You get to see a little bit more of the person.
You do.
Perfect.
And so he's all right now, but I wonder if he'll ever settle down.
I don't know. We'll ask him one day.
Yeah, I think so.
Get him on the show.
The whole living your whole life as a complete and utter slut must be exhausting. Is he listening?
Not anymore.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Do you ever go to the toilet and laugh?
Do I go to the toilet and laugh? What, when I look down and see what's in between my legs?
I went to the loo then and I burst out laughing.
Because?
I'd forgotten I've got Dolly's knickers on.
Oh, my God.
Because I had a gig earlier. I packed my boy's stuff.
Yeah.
But I forgot
people
underpants.
Don't know, Dolly Diamond, your drag alter ego, highly successful cabaret artist around Melbourne.
God, you're on a roll.
I'm being truthful.
I know, it just sounded like you were trying to get me another gig.
I know,
I was doing the Mornington races today for the Jockey Club, and I'd packed stuff because I didn't know if I'd get to go home or I'd come in here. I did manage to go via my house, drop off stuff, and then get the car to drop me in the city.
Perfect.
But as I was getting changed at the place in the morning's races, I thought, oh, no underpants.
Right.
And
what are Dolly's underpants?
Well, these are kind of Bridget Jones.
Right.
No, they're Bridget
Jones.
Try
and hold it all in.
Well, they're not got that much because I wear a sort of corsety thing for that, you know. But I, you know, I just went to the toilet and I sort of didn't look down because you know, I've been there.
Yes.
And there I felt this pair of lady knickers.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They are surprisingly very comfortable.
Well, obviously they are because you didn't even notice that you were wearing them all day.
You've been doing this show. Just this afternoon.
Well, you've been doing this show.
Well, either
for
way,
hours.
Yes. Yeah. More than 5 minutes.
Exactly.
I mean, if it were a G-string, I'd probably notice.
Have you ever worn one of them?
I have.
Really?
Please don't sound so shocked. Like I'm not beautiful enough to wear a G-string. You're very rude to me as a woman.
A what? Didn't know you were
It's very
one.
Hurtful.
Sorry.
It's funny when I dress up, I do expect, you know, like the driver arrived today to pick me up and I expected him to take my bag. because I'm toddling along on heels and, you know, the outfit, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm dressed, allow me the courtesy.
I will remember that the next time I
well,
pick
you
up.
Well, you have always done, you would always help, but it's more about helping, really, other than, oh my God, this poor, beautiful woman.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
Do you go to the ladies when you are dressed as a woman?
Yes.
Yeah, I have more than I've ever gone.
Of course, I've made the effort.
Yes.
At least I can do is sit down. Oh, you can't stand up and do that, can you?
No.
No.
Far too Mrs. Doubtfire if you do that.
Wouldn't be right.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.